Welcome to Divine You, the podcast. My name is Johanna and I'm so happy, so excited, so thrilled, and so ready for this new year. So welcome in Divine You, welcome in this podcast. Divine You is your inner wisdom, your divine self, your intuition, your inner guidance, meeting your outer transformation, the things that you really want to change in your life and the life that you really want to live. So welcome, 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 welcome so much in this episode in 2023. And I don't know why, but I have the feeling, the intuitive gut feeling, that this year is going to be a good year. And there's no reason. I can't even explain you why or how or what or where or when or something. I just know it. I just know that it's going to be better than the years before. And there's a weird excitement that I have within, like a really weird, like a child that already knows that she's getting a big present. That's my feeling for this year. And I'm also quite curious and yeah, quite excited to hear what your feeling is. So maybe you have the same feeling, maybe you have a different feeling, maybe you're like, no, I don't feel that. Maybe you're like, yeah, I feel that as well. Whatever it is, I'm so open to hear it and to have you share it with me on Instagram. Also, this podcast is more than 5 years old, which is crazy, but it was in German for 4 years and 7 months, and now it's in English since 3 or 4 months. So if you want to leave a little review or maybe a little rating, you're so welcome to do that. I just realized I have so little ratings because I rarely ask for it. And maybe in the new year, and maybe you're excited as well, or you're happy as well, or you're so energized as well, then maybe this is it and you want to do it now. So yeah, then go for it. I also found the word euphoric. I'm euphoric for the new year. I'm like, that's a good word. So I want to share a little bit around how to create an extraordinary year. A year that is more than ordinary, that is extra special. And I have sometimes mixed feelings with like new year resolutions and new beginnings of a year, because sometimes it's like so much pressure and so much like, I'm changing everything, I'm going to do everything new. So I'm not so intensely in that, but I don't know, I have a special feeling around this year. So that's why I'm really into it this year. But the years before, sometimes yes, sometimes no, sometimes more, sometimes less, but there's definitely a high energy of human beings coming together, wanting to create something new. So there definitely is something where I'm like, yes, I also feel that in a collective field as well. And if you want to create an extraordinary life, there are some ideas I just want to give you today, but this is more like a free flow, easy going podcast, just to share my energy and my excitement about this year. And I have so many dreams and visions that came last year, and I feel like this year is the year where it starts. Because last year was really tough for me, especially like during autumn and then winter. It got a bit chaotic and a bit not stressful, but it got really intense. And I'm definitely going to share more in the future. I'm definitely not ready to share anything at the moment. But if you stay here and if you're going to hear it one day, you will be like, oh my God. And she didn't tell that. That's crazy. How did she do that? So you will be blown away. Yeah, I know you will. So let's talk about you and let's talk about an extraordinary year. So I believe we can always create an extraordinary year in the moment now. So it's in the end, it's always this moment. It's always the now moment. There's no other moment. Even if you want something and you say, at the end, on the 31st of December 2023, I want to have done that and reached that and lived that vision and so on and so forth. There's still that you, on the 31st of December, there's still that you're going to be in the same moment, which is the now moment. So the now moment is always the only moment that we have. And I can tell you from my own experience, I've reached some crazy manifestations and visions of mine. And I haven't reached some other things that I wanted. However, the things that I reached, when I got them, it was always in the now moment. And there were things that I wanted to have earlier or so, but when I got them, it was always now. And it sometimes even felt different than I expected, which sometimes made it a bit disappointing. So it is very true that the anticipation of something is sometimes even better than the thing itself. However, an extraordinary year is that you are open to have lots of extraordinary moments in your life and that you create many moments which are just amazing. And I believe for myself, and that's really my honest truth, that intuition is such a big part of it. Because when you let yourself be guided by your intuition or your inner guidance, your intuition will lead you to the most craziest, amazing, beautiful moments in your life. And there will be coincidences and experiences that you didn't anticipate, but suddenly they are there because your soul was longing for them, for certain people or certain situations or certain relationships or experiences. So your soul knows and your soul is your intuition talking to you. It's like, go there, do that, don't do that. And so for me, an extraordinary life is also life which is like a surprise sometimes, something I didn't expect. And what I wanted to give you today, besides my free flow, I'm just doing this podcast because I am so looking forward to this year energy, is to ask yourself the question, what does it mean for me? What is an extraordinary year for me? What if I would have the most epic, mind-blowing year of my life? The year that I will remember forever. What would it be like? How would it feel like? What would it mean? Like, what would I make the things mean, the experiences mean? And just paint a picture of what is an extraordinary year for me? Is it the year where I'm just like peaceful in my house, doing my job, having a good connection with my children, and just like really peaceful, very present, very... Or is it more like the year where you started to change, like crazy? Is it the year where you let go of old conditioning, of past pains, of past relationships, of things that no longer served you, and just really went for the things that you wanted, for your visions, your dreams, and created a totally new life for you? Or is it something in between? So you can choose. And that's the magic of the beginning of the new year, that we suddenly get aware of, oh, wow, there are things I can choose. It's not random moments, collections. It's just like, I can choose. And now I want to choose. I want to choose this, and I want to choose this, and I want to choose this, and I want to choose this. But then the trick is, that we always can choose again and again and again and again at every now moment, not just in the beginning of the year. So that's why I'm sometimes a bit critical, because it's this moment on the 1st of January. So today, you can have it over and over and over and over again every day, on the 2nd and the 3rd and the 4th and so on and so forth. So an extraordinary year, what does it mean for you? And just get clear on that. And maybe you want to do a vision board, maybe you want to draw, or maybe you just want to write it out, write it down. Maybe you want to just like feel it, sense it. And I even would say that like feeling and sensing it is such a big part. If you just have it like in your brain, but you don't feel it, it's not going to work so well. But if you really feel like, it would feel like so peaceful, it would feel so euphoric, it would feel so content, it would feel so happy, it would feel so exciting, it would feel so breathtaking. How would it feel like the vision that you painted in your mind or on paper? How would it feel? Your extraordinary year. And more than just think about it, tune into it, just like with your whole being, like tune into it. How would it be? How would it feel like? How would you act? How would you behave? How would you smile? How would you think? How would you feel? Like really tune into it with your whole body, like get into the experience like it's already here in this moment. And really allow yourself to already live the extraordinary year right now, in this moment. Like, no. And sometimes it's just like this weird feeling of an energetic shift. That's sometimes something that I do, where I'm just suddenly envision myself in a different future. And in the moment I do that, I already feel exactly how I would feel then. Suddenly, like, it's like in my whole system, like, oh, wow. This is how it feels. So tune into that. Like it's already here. It already happened. It's already done. And experience those feelings and those emotions that are coming up and allow them to be there. So this is your extraordinary year. Honestly, I mean, every year is extraordinary. But now you have the awareness to really tune into it and be like very clear that you make it into an extraordinary year. That's your responsibility. You decide, I make this year extraordinary because it's my decision and I go for it in whatever direction because it means different things for different people. So this is your extraordinary year. Do something with it. Just do something with it and get more into the energy of your extraordinary year. And also just envision and see it and allow yourself to already be there because it's a now moment as well in the later moment. So just get into in this moment. So, and if you want, you can still join today. Manifestation Mastery, which is all about what I'm talked about in this episode. It's all about getting clear on what you want to manifest, what you want to envision, what your vision is, and we're going to manifest it together as well. And I'm also leading you to some other processes. And then if you want to go even further after Manifestation Mastery, which is for free, there's a program called Living Your Greatness, which is all about stepping into your greatest self, the version of you that is the strongest, the most powerful, the most beautiful, the most confident, the most excited, the most happy, the most content, the most whatever, whatever it means for you to be more of who you truly are. And then afterwards, there's another program called The Channel, and The Channel is all about you getting in deep contact and conversation with your intuition, your inner guidance, and to really connect to it and live from your intuition because your soul already knows what you want. And your soul already knows what is really aligned for you in this lifetime. And if you listen to your soul and the guidance from your soul, which I call intuition, it will lead you there on the quickest, most efficient way ever and possible that you can even believe so. These are the two programs, and you can also buy them as a bundle. Both links are in the show notes. If you feel ready, if you feel a yes, if you're like, yes, I want that, then just jump in. If you have questions, you can ask me and my team at any time. And yeah, if you are Manifestation Mastery, I'm so excited to see you today and the next couple of days and to do that together with you. So I send you so much love. I wish you the greatest year of your life, as well as in 2024, I will say the same. And yeah, so much love to you. I'm so glad that you're here with me and that we are journeying together through that. And yeah, I'm just very happy at the moment and very euphoric about what is about to come. So much love and bye-bye.